AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A Capitol Hill Democratic presidential candidate, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., defended himself against accusations he traffics in racist and hateful online conspiracy theories.
In my entire life, I have never uttered a phrase that was either racist or anti-Semitic.
Kennedy is testifying before a House hearing on government censorship. The White House asked Twitter to remove a race-based post from Kennedy about coronavirus vaccines. Delegate Stacey Plaskett is the ranking Democrat on the committee.
Hateful, abusive rhetoric does not need to be promoted in the halls of the People's House.
Republicans are eager to elevate Kennedy after he announced he's challenging President Biden for the Democratic presidential nomination. The Women's World Cup has started in New Zealand under tighter security. Two people were shot and killed in Auckland before the start of the tournament.
Prime Minister Chris Hipkins has told media the tournament's going ahead as scheduled.
Clearly, with the FIFA World Cup kicking off this evening, there are a lot of eyes on Auckland. The government spoken to FIFA organisers this morning, and the tournament will proceed as planned. I want to reiterate that there is no wider national security threat. This appears to be the actions of one individual.
New Zealand police say there will be heightened security at the tournament's opening game to help reassure fans, and FIFA said a minute of silence would be observed before each of the two opening games. I'm Charles Dulledesma.
Five people were shot and killed in the capital of the Eastern Caribbean island of St. Vincent. No one has been arrested. Jermaine Cannon died by lethal injection in Oklahoma for stabbing a Tulsa woman to death with a butcher knife in 1995 after escaping from a prison work center. Russian prosecutors asked a court to sentence imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny to 20 years in prison on extremism charges. This is AP News. Existing home sales fell in June.
It's more evidence that many house hunters are being held back by the low number of homes for sale. Rising mortgage rates aren't helping either. Existing home sales fell 3.3% last month from May. Compared with June of last year, sales sank almost 19%. The shortage of homes for sale is driving bidding wars in many places, especially for the most affordable homes. The National Association of Realtors says one-third of homes sold last month went for more than their list price. But compared to June of last year, the typical sales price fell to just over $410,000. I'm Rita Foley.
Tesla is recalling nearly 16,000 of its 2021 to 2023 Model S and Model X vehicles because some front row seat belts may not have been reconnected properly after being repaired. Tesla says it's aware of no crashes, injuries, or deaths. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with two times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.